Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Amen. God bless you, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that we're able to spend this time together and just share together those thoughts and those words of encouragement that God has put on my heart for you. And I don't know where you might be in your Christian walk right now, but doesn't it seem that time is speeding up? And not only just in the natural, you know, that old adage that the older you get, the faster time goes or seems to go, and I can testify to that, but also in the realm of the spirit, I've sensed an increased tempo, a speeding up in God's economy. I sense a movement in spiritual realities of God's kingdom that's going to see much birth into our natural world. I believe we're going to see answers to prayer brought forth that have been years in the praying. So, beloved, regardless of where you might be at right now in your personal walk, I encourage you in the name of the Lord that this is a season of change and transformation as well as fulfillment. So be very sensitive before the Lord and be ever watchful in prayer. Gird yourself with the sword of the Spirit. That's our offensive weapon, that which is the Word of God. And God has for you a new anointing, a realm in the Spirit where you will walk in a new and greater authority with new faith to claim the manifestation of your godly heart's desires. The Word tells us as we seek the kingdom of God first, all these other things would be added to us. And I believe the present truth of the Holy Spirit right now is causing our hearts to be aligned with the will and purposes of God in a way we've never been before. You know, for generations, Christians have been praying what we call the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And God is putting such a love in our hearts for Him and for the righteous precepts and law of the Lord. He's doing that, and I believe He's fitly framing us as lively stones in His temple. And we understand that He gives to each member, according to His word, a particular place and a particular role and function in His body. We don't choose that. He does. And therefore, beloved, it's extremely important that the work God's given you to do, your ministry, oh, I realize you might not have a public ministry before the people of God, but whatever you have in your hands, what does the word say? Do it with all of your strength. He's given you people and an environment in which you can influence people, even for those who might say, well, I'm so limited. Sister Glass, I'm up in years and I don't get out very much. Yet the relationships you have by phone or by letter, however you might view your circumstances, you might think they're limited, but God has you at this point in time exactly where He wants you to be. And you have to find His purposes. You have to realize that the opportunities He gives you are those that He's placed at your disposal, and He wants you to arise to the challenge, if you will. And so it is important for those things that God has placed on your heart and whatever your vision is, which is His vision for you, that it not be compromised. Beloved, we are in spiritual warfare, and we cannot make unholy or unrighteous alliances, as Nehemiah was tempted to do by the suggestion of Sanballat. For example, in Nehemiah, the 6th chapter, that second verse, We see that Nehemiah was obeying the word of the Lord. He went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls, and his enemies, his opponents, actually the adversary, Satan, was trying to discourage him. And in that verse 2, it says, "Then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief." So Nehemiah, in response to that, was strong in faith, and through the wisdom and discernment of God, he saw through their plot. He saw through what was really the enemy's plot for them posing as friends in consultation. And the purpose of that, of course, was to draw him away from the work of rebuilding the wall. And beloved, what application can we see in our lives? Whatever it is that God has put on your heart, don't let God's destiny in you be slowed or controlled by the unbelief of others. And if his ministry in and through you is slowed by others' voices, well, it shows the enemy has got the upper hand, or perhaps that it was all about you and not him. We are to follow, beloved, the example of Jesus. And as Jesus, your heart's desire and life's purpose should be to accomplish the Father's will. That is what Jesus said. His meat was to do the Father's will. And beloved, his will for your life is a plan that has been given to you alone. It's for your life, and no one else can fulfill it. Loving the cause of Christ above all else, I believe it'll produce a hunger in us to desire the Word of God to be imparted to others, to the hearts of men, regardless of personal cost or price. And beloved, it was this kind of zeal, this fervent passion for the cause of Christ, that caused the great heroes of the early church and the fearless defenders of the faith in every generation to accomplish great and mighty exploits in the name of the Lord. God will reveal his secrets to those who have relinquished self-control and are surrendered to Jesus as Lord. Jesus said in the 9th chapter of Luke, verse 24, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." So why am I sharing all this with you? Because it helps to have understanding, beloved. Jesus tells us to take up his cross. And we have to understand there is a cost in taking up our cross. And in doing so, the persecution that comes, or the lack of support and sympathy by others, won't discourage us, won't cause us to just lay that cross down. In Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 34, Jesus says, "Think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I'm come not to send peace, but a sword. I'm come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." So, beloved, you know, we have to understand and read the Word of God with the mind of Christ. Sometimes it sounds like it's in total contradiction, but only to the natural man. Here Jesus said he didn't come to send peace, and yet he is the Prince of Peace. And of course, we can understand by the Spirit what he's saying. They aren't in contradiction. Beloved, we have to be so in love with Jesus and committed to his cause that we can withstand the pain and price of embracing them. Let me just pray with you right now. Lord, I pray for your beloved, and I ask you to strengthen them and embolden them with new courage to keep pressing on. Lord, you said the joy of the Lord will give us strength. And so I pray that you will impart the joy of the Lord, which is supernatural in quality and effectiveness. So Lord, in the midst of trials and testing, flood your beloved with your joy, that heavenly foretaste of victory, to quicken body and mind and soul and spirit with renewed purpose and with a renewed delight in serving you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I just sense the Spirit of the Lord is so, he's hovering so close and so with such a strength and immediacy, because he wants you to be encouraged. And We've looked at in recent broadcasts about how the enemy will hinder and how he'll attempt to defeat, how he tried to do that to Nehemiah with outright opposition and war and attacks. But beloved, there's a much more subtle and perhaps even more effective attack, and that's the attack of the enemy from within. And he experienced hindrances and opposition from within the camp, within God's people. And beloved, so often we can see that the enemy will come against us through other saints of God, through loved ones, or through the things that we experience in our own heart, the emotion that we can feel as we're trying to walk on and be strong in the Lord. And so, beloved, I want us to look at these oppositions, these hindrances that will come from within. And I'd like to share in the fourth chapter of Nehemiah, I'd like to read verse 10. And Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." That's the exact opposite of what they were attempting to do. And beloved, if you are experiencing weariness and discouragement right now, just know you're not alone. One can appreciate sometimes how much rubbish can discourage. And beloved, today there's all sorts of things that can hamper us in our personal walk, as well as the corporate church. The church today is hampered by heaps of theological rubbish, the theories of man, the materialism of the unbeliever. And so there can be many great and severe problems from within. And we're going to be looking at this in a little greater depth. And so I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue these thoughts on how to have victory over the attack of the enemy from within. I do thank you for listening, and I invite you, if you have specific areas that the enemy's trying to hinder you, feel free to write. God's raised up this ministry as a ministry of prayer and encouragement to God's people. The announcer will give you our contact information. I do invite you to write. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.